This evening's boo is about money. Yes, just give you a pause there. Well, not that I'm bad with money. When I've got it, I can do good stuff with it. But my problem is I'm not really money orientated. And I think as artists, although I'm a technician facilitator, I do fall down on the side of artisan rather than merchant, I guess, if we're going down the Renaissance route. And money really doesn't motivate me. The things that I achieve and that fulfil me, that I buy with the money, and therefore I'm not very good at knowing how to get the abstract money bit of it. And I think if you are an artist and you make something, or if you're a producer of something and you have a physical product that you then sell, that then becomes the thing that makes you money. But the problem is, for someone like myself who trades on knowledge, the research and the learning and the constant exploration that I do is a thing that people don't have time to do. Therefore, by coming to me, I can help them not make mistakes, but I can help people to progress quicker in the way that they want, because all those questions can be answered. And I do tend to find it's making connections from one process to another, one set of information to the next goal. So people can see the goal they're aiming for, and they know the knowledge base that they currently have, and there's a knowledge link that's missing. But unless you know what the knowledge that's missing is, you can't achieve the next step. So it's kind of a, how do you know what you don't know, and how do you find out the things that you should know that you don't know? Because if you knew them, you'd know them and you'd be to the next step. That makes sense. So anyway, the money thing's just so hard. It kind of feels like I arbitrarily pick what I'm worth. How do you define what your time is worth? You know, in terms of, I think minimum wage was a great thing to have established, but the result is people often take that as a baseline, and really, realistically, you know, minimum wage is not a living wage. And I've heard recently that the living wage figure is £7.20, but actually, you know what? I'm worth more than £7.20 an hour. So what am I worth? So I often used to aim at sort of £10 or £12. And the amount of time that, if I was working constantly all day for someone and they were going to regularly pay me a wage, then the hourly rate that you can specify does go down a little bit, because you get in on a regular basis. I get that. So I need to have a figure that is reasonable, that people will pay, but also reflects the kind of time and reflection I want to spend with clients, and that's not always face-to-face engagement. So I'm currently trying to work at around £75 an hour. Don't know how that reaction goes down, but generally I feel if I could work it out. I generally, you know, I'm going to be honest, if I could make £2,000 a month, that would be a really good standing stone for me. And in terms of an artist's wage, a consistent wage of that nature, I'd be perfectly happy. I'd be quite happy with £2,000 a month. And that's, you know, that's not net or gross or whatever, but if I could be bringing in to start with that, I could live on that. I've always had very low overheads. So, yeah, it's one of those boos, really, that... Has this honestly gone too far? Have I told you all a little bit too much? I don't know, but I think... I don't know that we're honest enough with each other, and especially with the whole money thing, that it's all very difficult. You know, are you embarrassed because you earn more than the person who you're talking to about money? Or are you embarrassed that you know you're not really asking what you're worth and you're just taking what you can get, and that kind of feels a little bit demeaning? So, yeah, my battle at the moment, well, it's not really a battle. I need to find that happy medium. I need to find a way to be able to be me, to share what I learn, but also get a revenue back which will allow me to blog and make media in a way that then benefits the people who then pay those rates. I've come to the top of Boo Street, and I'm now pacing around, but... You know, people have commented recently on these podcasts, thank you very, very much. And I'd really be interested to know what you feel about money. If you can't say what you get paid, the figures, that's fine. But I'd really like to hear about how you feel about your own worth in terms of money. And are you being paid what you're worth? Is anybody? So, yeah, that's me for this evening. Have a wonderful rest of the evening if you're currently taking part in Audio Mo Month or any of the Mo Months. Post a link on there because I'd love to check out stuff. Money. I don't know. What are you worth?